Every good thought is an angel. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Bible Stories. Every good thought is an angel. We have credence for this with the statements that Jesus has given to us over the millennia, telling us that according to how we think, our life is. Every good thought is an angel. That seems like such an interesting possibility. What good thoughts have you been thinking? What good thoughts has the world been thinking? What good thoughts have we brought into our world? We say of a child that they are a little angel. And why do we say children primarily are little angels? Why do we have the cherubim and seraphim? Why do we have these infants always representing angels? Oh yes, bigger people represent angels too, but most of the time we think of angels as being the little people. And we think of them being the little people because the little people are so pure and so innocent. They're so naive. They're so real. They're so aware of who they are by just being who they are. Each one of us has this capacity, has this ability to be ourselves and have fun, to be whoever we really are. Each one of us has this ability to live in that awareness of the divinity that we are if we want to. Now, the difficulty is that we like to look at the world around us and see what we have created and what's going on around it and how well we have tended our flock and to judge our flock. Now, this is one of the terrible things that an angel does not do. An angel does not judge. That's why the Master said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." We cannot judge. If ever we judge, we are merely are judging ourselves. Now, if we want to be an angel, a little child doesn't judge another thing. A little child just accepts everything as it is and goes along with it. A little child is always looking for everything to be harmonious and good. A little child is always looking for everything to be peaceful. An angel is always looking for everything to be harmonious and good. An angel is always looking for everything to be peaceful. An angel is finding love and peace and joy and harmony wherever the angel may be. And our thoughts are the angels in our life. Every thought we think is a thought looking for the good in our world. Every thought we think is a thought that is projecting to the world who we are. What is our inner self? What is our inner reality? And what is your inner reality? What is my inner reality? Is it always a smiling, happy face? Is it always a joyful response to the world that I created and I am? If it's not, then we sometimes are that little Satan, or that little devil. And that little devil does not have to dwell in our heart, in our life, in our being. For we are truly angels, and the devil is a fallen angel. And so let's help that little devil in us get back up again and stand on its own angelic feet and be the angel, be the angelic angel that it is. Whenever a thought comes into our mind that is not angelic, we can immediately turn to that thought and say, "Hey, get thee behind me, Satan. Hey, you're not the kind of thought I want in my house. The kind of thought I want in my house is a thought that is beautiful and good." And the thought sometimes persists. The thought sometimes persists like somebody that comes into our world and is a negative person. And we think, well, maybe we can help them. But you can never help a negative person. You can never help a sick person. you can never help a poor person. For with what judgment you judge, so are you. If we look at someone and see them sick, needing help, then we are sick, needing help. And we are the blind leading the blind, and we both fall in the ditch. Are you ready to be the kind of leader that you really are? Am I ready to be the angel I am at all times? If I am to be an angel, then I am to look at all in the world and see it good and very good, even as the divine biblical creator said it was good and very good. So I call my creation good and very good. I look at all in my life and I see it through the eyes of an angel, through the eyes of angelic perfection, and I see it good and very good. Wherever I am, whatever I do, I see it good. I see the world about me not filled with turmoil and terror, but filled with peace and love. And I say that to myself. My world is filled with peace and love. My world is filled with peace and love. My world is filled with peace and love. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say these truths about myself, this is my original purity and integrity. As I say this truth about myself, I reveal it. For when I look for anything, if I look through the eyes of truth, if I look through the eyes of purity and goodness, I can only see purity and goodness. It's such a wonderful and such a rewarding experience to be able to look at the world and see it as it really is, a pure reflection of what I am. Now, I am good and very good. I am pure and very pure. I am the allness, the only quality that exists in the universe. I am that I am. Knowing this and living this, we are being the angelic beings that we are. Every time we make a mistake, we're like the fallen angel. And we can stay down. We can stay down for the count, in fact. Or we can get up. We can get up and stand up for the principles that we know are true and dear to us. Stand up for the principles that are natural to us. We watched a video the other evening, and it was about being beautifully blonde. And it was about a young girl who was wealthy and who had everything going her way. And she just was a very special girl. But she had a certain naivety and a certain innocence about her that made her even more special. Everything she did was a good thing. She did not think of one unkind thing to say about another person. Although she did say at one point where someone said that she had said naughty things behind another person's back, she says, "No, I didn't. I don't use words like that. But so-and-so did. So-and-so might have." And so she was casting off the spell from her. Now, it would have been sufficient for her to say, "I don't use words like that." And her integrity would stand up for herself. But when she threw it on somebody else, that was being the devil again. She fell right down into the pit of the devilish. But she got up. She got up because she ended up being kind to that person that was unkind to her. She overlooked all the things that person did and looked deep into their heart and saw the goodness there and brought the goodness forth in her world. We are challenged many times by our own creation, and they try to say that we are doing something silly or that we should do something silly. And we say, "No, that's not the way I am. No, that's not what I do." But better than saying no is saying, "Hey, you're wonderful. You're so thoughtful. You're so kind. You're always thinking of beautiful things to say about everybody. I like you. And the person will think you're crazy, of course. And you just do that all the time. Be naive, be innocent, be loving constantly, because that's what an angel does. An angel doesn't throw brickbats at anybody. An angel doesn't pick on anybody or try to down them or to best them. An angel is always being an angel. Being an angel all the time is not difficult at all, if that's who you are. If you are not an angel and would like to be one, then perhaps it's a little more difficult because you're learning a new program for yourself. But it's no more difficult than learning that new program. And it's no more difficult than wanting to learn the program and having a reason to learn it, a joy in your heart. A joy in your heart of being an angel. To many it comes natural. To all it comes natural. To you, to me, it comes natural. But some people struggle with it, because they fall, and they don't immediately get up. And while they're down, we think they're not an angel. But always they are an angel. Always. And as Jesus spoke about the woman at the well, he was an angel. He said, "If there be none to throw stones at her, neither do I. If there are none who are finding fault with her, neither do I." And here, this pure being looked at this sad person who was fallen and was ready to get up, but hadn't quite yet gotten up, and saw that person as the true angel they were, as the true angel they always are, because he saw out of the eyes of himself as an angelic being. Can we do any less? Hardly. Just remember, if you fall, you're the devil. If you get up, you're the angel. And what do we want to do? Do we want to remain down, or do we want to get up? And I suggest that we get up and be that which we are. Every thought, every good thought, is an angel. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.